Jeff out of Linda?
And she's very senior also.
She's senior.
All these old ladies club.
You are juniorest.
Yes.
And little sister.
No white
the
hair.
Baby. I'm the baby.
No. Let you. No, only for a salad. No, absolutely.
Maharaj, I don't know if you want to discuss this. I don't know if you want to discuss this today, but every day we sing Sri Guru Charana Padma.
You want to?
No, how to get deeper into it. The deepest meaning of it and feeling of
what's,
it.
What's meaning?
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. How to get the deepest feeling and understanding of that bhajan, worship.
Bhakti Sadma.
No?
No.
Sadma means?
Abode.
Guru then lotus feet is the abode of Bhakti. Bhakti, now we should remember what is called Bhakti. There are so many kinds of Bhakti, but especially of three kinds. Sadhan Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. For Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti is of two kinds. Vaidhi Bhakti and
Ragan.
We can go, but she cannot.
No. We should have taken totally my 2 hours.
You were already answering the question, Sri Guru Charana Padma.
Then
you said there are sadhana.
I told you that bhakti of three kinds, sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti. Now come down. Sadhana bhakti of two kinds, Radhanuga and Vaishya. No? Then come down again. Sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti, sadhana bhakti. Vaidhi sadhan bhakti are of three kinds. No? Sangha siddha.
Arav siddha.
Arav siddha, sangha siddha and sarup siddha. Three kinds. First, arav siddha. Working? Working?
Yeah.
Arav siddha bhakti is not sarup siddha. Sarup siddha bhakti is only sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasham, sakhyam, atmani vedanam. These are sarup siddha bhakti. In the guidance of guru, having sambandha gyan, living all kinds of offenses, abhas, and anar. When we surrender in the lotus feet of Gurudev and in his guidance we are doing bhakti. This is called sarup siddha bhakti. At that time no offense, no namabhas, and having relation with Krishna and Radhika, knowing all the tattva gyan and relation of Krishna, what is bhakti, then it will be sarup siddha bhakti. then chanting of Harinam, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, being in Vrindavan, serve Kampulevit, and all these are Swarup Siddha Bhakti. When there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but it seems that it is bhakti, it is called Arup Siddha
Bhakti.
अभी किस लिए
देखिए आप जो
ये तुम करेगी
नहीं आप ही वो सब जो
अब वृंदावन पूजारी कल से कापड़ आरोप जन किस दीते हुए तो बोल से
तो तुम ही रखे थे सब कुछ खर्च करके हिसाब
रखना ना आपने रखा तो बिकल वाले प्रेमांत तो दीदे
तुम ही ऐसा मरा को बोल रहा
हूँ टेंट हाउसर व्यापार था वो प्रेमांत तो ये खाने वो खाने
चाइनीज़ तो खा ले Then there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti. You understand Swarup Siddha Bhakti? Where there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But yet we think that it is bhakti. Like we are distributing books. No? We are making gardens. We are
taking care of cows.
Cows.
Teaching children.
Teaching ordinary people. On the ordinary
way.
Things. These are not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But anyhow, it helps something for Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So it is called Arop Siddha Bhakti. It is not Bhakti, but it has some little, what?
Smell.
Some little relation. Gradually it will go up to there. So it is called Samut Siddha Bhakti. But if they have no relation with Swarup Siddha Bhakti, then they are not Arup Siddha Bhakti. To give education to children, it is not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But in classes, oh well, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You do, you give them prasadam, they do so many things.
Teach them Gita.
Gita and all these things. And they are preparing themselves for doing bhajan. And you are injecting them for Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But yet it will be called
Arup Siddha Bhakti.
Sometimes in order to encourage the devotees, in regard to what you just said, Prabhupada would say, he would write letters, just distribute books and you'll go back to Godhead.
So, is that Arup Siddha Bhakti?
But you said just now that first, when you were speaking, you said if you were teaching but not teaching Gurukul, ordinary teaching,
then it is not Arup.
It is not even Arup.
Arup Siddha Bhakti.
Only if it is teaching
like Gurukul. There should be some connection with Krishna.
Maharaj, I'm teaching computer. Nothing to do with bhakti. What to do?
Because you are doing it for Swarup Siddha Bhakti. You are doing. But for your support, for feeding and clothing,
yeah.
You'll have to do something for your jivan nirvah.
Is this like Gona Bhakti? Is it the same Arup and Gona?
Gona. Yes. Gona is
like in Brahma Samhita?
Like, combined with karma and gyan.
Yes.
Karma, gyan.
Subsidiary activities that are necessary to maintain the body.
Karma, gyan, sambandhi.
Yes.
These are Arup Siddha. And Sangha Siddha. Sangha Siddha means not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But when it is with Swarup Siddha Bhakti, it is called Swarup Siddha Bhakti. As Sinayadapi Sunicha. तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कृतनीय सदाहरि तेरा तो दपि सुनेज इज नॉट भक्ति बट इफ एनी गुड भक्त रसिक भक्त इज डूइंग वैराग्य देन इट इज कॉल्ड ऑल्सो भक्त ठीक से बातचीत नहीं हो सकी सब घेर रहे क्वालिटीज आर नॉट भक्ति टू टेल नॉट ए लाइ टू टेल शब्द टू बी जेनरस टू गिव any charity. These are not bhakti. But if a bhakt gives to them, or he follows in vairagya, that bhagyan, vairagya, are not bhakti. But yet if he is following, then these are sangha siddha. But if bhakti is not doing so, another person is doing so, he is very generous. Any karmi vyakti is generous. He does not know. Then, raganuga sadhan bhakti, guru will tell and control him. Then, bhav bhakti will come and at last prema bhakti will come. So, the lotus feet of Gurudev is Satma. Satma means abode of all bhakti.
What does it mean when he says that just distribute my books and you go back to Godhead? So the devotees think that if I just sweep the floor and I think of sweeping at the time of death, then I'll go back to Godhead, even if I don't reach Raganuga, Bhav, and all that.
It is to create their interest. By seeing, interest will gradually come and they will. But if they are only seeing, it will not do. They should not certainly follow by firm belief.
Is it also to give them entrance? Because they don't have any means to come in, so you say, you do this thing and then they will come up and then another stage
as,
will come.
As if by an उदाहरण के लिए
एग्जाम्पल है फॉर एग्जाम्पल
इफ यू रीड भागवत यू कैन हैव वेल्थ यू कैन हैव चिल्ड्रन यू कैन हैव स्वर्ग
इट इज एन एनकरेजमेंट फॉर देम
ओनली टू
एनकरेज
फॉर इट इफ ए मैन हैज इंटरेस्ट नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स आर
Also some hope, some shraddha comes, that if I do this, I will get something better.
We need to make them enter in this. Anything more?
Well, I wanted to know about the whole song, how we could... go with another time, today. Another time.
And today, and also Puas, fasting.
Oh.
Today I wanted to be
quiet.
Calm and quiet, no meeting, nothing. But yet,
excuse us.
You have come from so many distance. All are coming. So I am bound to tell and.
So we should go now then.
How can I say?
We'll say.
You should understand.
She is very intelligent.
She is most intelligent.
After I hear five times, I get the idea.
She is also most intelligent.
You know intelligent. She already knows how to do.
Darling daughters.
More headache than necessary.
Okay.
Nothing. No knowledge of anything about Krishna. So when this person who may not have any knowledge of himself gives this book, Isn't there also some benefit that comes because Mahaprabhu wants to give some knowledge to these people?
Certainly.
Even though the person himself is giving, may not even have proper motive. So benefit comes back, even if he's ignorantly giving, some benefit comes to him from that by Mahaprabhu's desire?
Our any activity is not Sangha Siddha or Arup Siddha. All are Sangha Siddha. For pure devotees.
Say again?
For pure devotees,
yes.
Their all activities are Sangha Siddha.
Yes. And for us, all activities are Arup Siddha.
In this commentary, that Purijan, the one you have in Bengali, Parimala Khana by Ananta Das. This is the English translation of Ananta Das Pandit's Parimala Khana, the commentary on Vilap Kushmanjali. You have it in Bengali.
What is the number?
The number? The name is Parimala Khana. So what should our relationship with Ananta Das Pandit be? Is he a pure devotee? Ananta Das Pandit.
Ananta Das
Pandit.
From Radhakund. Ananta Das Babaji. He made the commentary.
Ananta, not Ananta.
Ananta. So is he a pure devotee? Is he Siddha? What should our relationship with him and
our
the book?
Our relationship should be with Raghunath Das Goswami. He is pure devotee, you know. So original sloka is Vilap Kushmanjali sloka. These are all right.
But the
he has taken Ananta Das Babaji from other books. I think that perhaps all are right.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken from notes from the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has been told on Krishna Das Goswami that Vida Grantha.
Where?
Ashtakadiya Lila. Govinda Lila.
Mm-hmm.
He has given extended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if it is right, then he is right.
He says in here that there are two opinions about the Manjaris. One is that the Manjaris don't have any direct contact, as you have taught us, that when Rupa Manjari gets a cut on the lip, it's because Radharani got it. But then he said, he quotes from other places that sometimes Krishna tries to grab the Manjaris and they say no, no. Is this true?
It is clear from Govinda Lilamrita and all other books. In Krishna Das, Prophet Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Raramananda and Mahaprabhu dialogue, he has written that sometimes Krishna, to fulfill the wish of Srimati Radhika, he meets to give his thoughts. They don't want, but yes, Krishna tries. And that try is so much bigger rush there to attempt. Whether Krishna does not caught or does not catch hold of them, but yet they go and fly in the back of Srimati Radhika. Seva, seva, seva.
He also says that Raghunath Das Goswami has a dual, two personalities, Tulsi and Rati. But are they one person or two persons?
One person.
Okay. Where does Rupa Goswami say the verse? Anarpita Chiram Chirat Karunayo Vitura Kalo. Where is that verse quoted from? You always quote it.
What? This slok.
That slok.
That slok in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Where?
Anarpit charim chirat karuniya vakirna kalau samarpayi. In fourth, third, first, adi, first, third.
Third, okay.
Anarpit charim.
Because in Bombay, you said that the word...
May I show you?
Yeah. There's no need, but if... Because we can look it up in Prabhupada's book. It's in the verse, right in the verse. Okay. In Bombay...
Rupa Goswami has written it in Vidagdha or Lalit Madhava. You know Vidagdha Madhava and Lalit Madhava. This is the first slok for Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan, you know?
Mangalacharan?
First
prayer. Oh, right.
First prayer in Vidagdha Madhava. When he was writing Lalit Madhava or Vidagdha Madhava, Braja Leela and Pur Leela, Pur means Dwarka Leela, both in a one book. He began it in Vrindavan and he was going to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went to a village named Saptabhama near Jagannath Puri, in the border of Bengal and Odisha, he heard a Akashvani. Akashvani?
A voice from the sky?
The sky. That Satyabhama is telling that don't mix Vrindavan Leela, Braja Leela and Dwarka Leela in one. Do it in separate. Then he went to Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also indicated something like this. Oh, he became so much strange. Acharya Chakit Hue. He was so much astonished. That's what Sri Bhama has told. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is repeating it, the same thing. Then he wrote two books and in the prayer he was writing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita charim chirat karuniya vakirna kalau samarpayitam unnato jvala rasamsa bhaktesi hari hapura sunda dhuti kadamba sandipika sadaridaya kandaresh purushakirat. He prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he was not a only a man but he is Himself Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Raso Vaisa. And he should manifest his Swarup that Rasaraj and Mahabhav. Rasaraj is Himself Krishna and Mahabhav is Mati Radhika. So both mixed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he should appear in Maitreya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he covered his ear with, oh, don't...